I was born here in the 50s, just a couple of miles up the road. My next door neighbour is 2 miles away, which is my sister, and the neighbour after that is my brother. So that's kind of how well populated we are here. There would be 5 generations, and there's a long history of people of our family living here.
John Conaghan is no blow-in. His family have lived near Trusk in County Donegal for generations. He has never protested about anything before, but now he's in a group objecting to plans for a wind farm near his home.
Well, the proposed development will carry on along the landscape there, right along above Northern Ireland there, and then it comes over, there's an amount of them there. The rest of them then, some of them's going to be in this immediate vicinity of Trusk Loch. There's 3 that's going to come along just the top of this hill here behind my house. The nearest one to here would be 1,020 metres. It sounds like a good bit away, but when you consider the height that they are, it's really not, and that will have a massive impact on the landscape. It's 49 turbines. They're massive there, and as you drive along the Fan Valley from Balvafay towards Lifford, just on your right hand side, as you drive through Lifford, they're just all along there,
That's where they're going to run along.
That's where they're going to run along there, yeah. I think that they will ruin everything. I mean, this area, it is special. There's wildlife around here, around this whole area. It's just unthinkable to think that anything such could go ahead,
A wind farm is any development with more than 2 turbines. Here in the Thin Valley area along the Donegal-Tyrone border, there are plans to build 49 wind turbines. If it gets the go-ahead, it'll be the Republic of Ireland's largest onshore wind farm.
Well, the whole development, it spans over 15 square kilometres, the development itself, but from one end to the other, I think it's around 20 kilometres. The turbines are massive. They're 156.5 metres high.
Brendan Gallagher lives in an area called Corradui in County Donegal, which is close to the border. He recently moved into a newly built home.
Recently built this house. We only moved in about a year and 2 months ago. It was about 4 weeks before Christmas. We're only in the house about 3 weeks when we actually heard anything about the development. We learnt since that there's people in the area and the planning for the whole thing was going on for the past 2 years or more before that. Whereas if I had known that at the time, I probably wouldn't have built here, to be honest with you.
So if you had known about these plans, you wouldn't have built this house?
No, not a chance.
Maeve Moss is a mother of 5, and 3 of her children are autistic. She lives in Drumcannon in County Donegal, which is also close to the border. She says her family will have to move away from the area if this proposed wind farm gets the go-ahead.
Switch. I have 3 children with autism. Porrick, 14, Kira, 8, and Clena, 5. Clena, my youngest, has very severe sensory issues. So the one mold's coming will have adverse effects for her going outside to play. Where me or you would pay no attention to the sound, you can multiply that by 300. To the sound that Clena will get. The sound of them turning, and because we're down lower in the valley, the sound will travel with the wind, and whereas a normal person with no sensory issues will not hear that, the risk of Clena hearing it will be very high. I don't think people understand until you have a child with autism what it's like. They can hear noises that you'll never hear, and unless you see a child having an outburst, you don't realise the devastating effects it has, not only on the child, but on their parents as well. Having to watch your child self-harm, it's heartbreaking. We may have to sell our house, and with the current climate, we probably won't get the same value for our house.
And it's not just people in County Donegal who will be affected by this planned wind farm. The turbines will also be close to homeowners across the border. Barry Harper lives on the Pullyernan Road in Castlederg in County Tyrone.
Well, we live, it's about 3 miles outside of Castlederg, but we're only about 300-400 metres from the Donegal border. It's kind of an invisible border, This windmill farm in question is literally just on the border, so it might as well be sort of in our own townland, even though it's across in Donegal. The windmills are mainly up here to the north side of the house. They're not that far, even though it's a different county. It might sound far that they're in a totally different jurisdiction, but they might as well, as I say, be in be on our doorstep, how close they are to the actual properties around here. The first we heard about this actually was a friend of ours from Donegal had heard about it, and they'd given us a shout to say that there was a community meeting about a wind farm, and like the last thing we expected then that there was going to be these the largest windmills in Ireland, I think is the way they're looking at them, going to be going up on our doorstep. And there wasn't any consultation at all. The decision's been made by the southern authorities, so what we're looking for is obviously the northern authorities to make sure that our voice is heard. If you're here and you're standing in the area, it is no different. Like, we could be standing in Donegal here, like, as I said, it's an invisible border. These things are going to be on our doorstep as much as they're going to be in the people across the border in Donegal.
The company behind the proposed wind farm made their application last year. Homeowners in the area have made their objections, and a planning decision is expected to be made later next month.